This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Sheffield United Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I can't believe we have to do this, but of course we have to do this because on Love Sport Radio, every team gets their own show and it is the Blades and the Blades only for the next 30 minutes. And you can get involved. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us on 0208 70 20 558. And I might need you to call because I might need you to save me because Sheffield United, well, they beat Arsenal last night. What a great victory it was for them. Someone who is here to tell us more, and he always joins us on the Sheffield United Fan Show. He is the Sheffield United Fan Show. Is Mr. James Shield from the Sheffield Star. James, it is a real, well, it's not a real pleasure to have you on. I can't lie to you, mate. We're friends now. And I just thought, James, you know, and I think you're going to go along with this. You're going to like this. I thought tonight we can mix it up. Why don't we talk about the tourism in Sheffield? I want to talk about Encliffe Park. I want to talk about the museums and the galleries. You know, all the great things that Sheffield has. You know, it's got the snooker, the crucible. I mean, there wasn't a game played. We don't need to cover it, do we?
You want to talk about anything but the football, don't you? That's all,
yeah. Football.
I thought this one would be a labour of love for you.
International break, weren't it, James? There ain't been a game, is there? No, James, I know we have to do it. And look, I want to get it off my chest first because, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, we're friends or this is the Sheffield United Fan Show. It's something that I hate in the media, full stop. I hate the narrative that is written sometimes after these games. And the headlines I've seen today, Sheffield United stun Arsenal. Arsenal were terrible. Arsenal were still performing like baby, says Patrice Evra. Well, maybe right in some of those areas. Let's give credit to Sheffield United. They took the game to Arsenal from the off. Deserved winners. And the headline should be about how well Chris Wilder and his players done.
Do you know what? I think you're absolutely right. And that was one of the great things for me was that this, you know, it wasn't a performance where they sort of just dug in and it was, you know, let's get 10 men behind the wall, behind the ball. And it was sort of, you know, real backs to the wall stuff and sort of fighting some sort of rear guard action. I thought you're absolutely right. They played when they could. They took the game to Arsenal when they could. I thought they produced some really sort of attractive and effective football. And I think the win, I think the result was deserved. Yes, I mean, Arsenal obviously had chances in the game. I think, yes, there was a few sort of moments of controversy that Unai Emery obviously spoke about afterwards, and I'm sure we'll get onto those. But genuinely, in the grand scheme of things and on the balance of play, I thought Sheffield United deserved that last night. And I'll tell you what, I'm not actually saying this, trying to be sort of wise after the event, as it were. I actually wrote in my match report, you know, a lot of people will describe that result as a surprise. I think, and I'll probably get into this later on, when you chuck all the ingredients of that game in and the fact that it was played at Bramall Lane as well under lights, for a whole host of reasons. Do you know what? I actually wasn't too surprised.
No, James, I wasn't surprised. And maybe the Sheffield United fans in Sheffield and all over, it might have been a surprise. But I can tell you, obviously, we do the Sheffield United Fan Show. We do the Arsenal Fan Show. They feared Sheffield United. These aren't the games that Arsenal tend to perform well in, you know. And we mentioned it only last week, me and you, you know, in front of, under the floodlights, Monday night game, weather, physical game conditions. And Arsenal are a team that can't shake off their tag. When you're playing the Liverpool, the cities, you go, oh, tough game this weekend. You know, even if we are at home or we got to go to Anfield in the Etihad, as soon as this Arsenal, it's completely different, James. Sheffield United or whoever it is, they go, really fancy this one. I think we can get something out of Arsenal. And that's just the way it is over the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's a reason for that, isn't there? You know, there is a reason for that. Managers of sort of teams like Sheffield United, fans of teams like Sheffield United, and dare I say it, some of the clubs that sort of aren't supposed to be challenging for a top six or a top four place, there is a reason why they view Arsenal like that. And the fact is, I think it's because, I don't know whether it's mentally, I don't know whether it's physically or a combination of both, I think they're just a little bit soft and a little bit flaky. You know, and dare I say it, a lot of Arsenal fans might not like to hear that, but in terms of the ability last night, you know, there was a couple of sort of moments, there was a few little passages of play where the ability and the talent that is in that Arsenal side was clear for all to see. Chris Wilder said afterwards there was one moment where, I'm not going to lie, Charlie, I can't remember who it was, but I can actually picture it in my mind now, where one of the Arsenal players just dropped his shoulder and sort of, you know, took three Sheffield United players away from the ball and down the flank he went. But do you know what? For all of that, I think Arsenal could actually learn something from Sheffield United last night, and that is the fact that Sheffield United have got talent too. They haven't got as much talent from 1 to 11 as Arsenal have. But in any game of football, first and foremost, you've got to go out there and compete, and you've got to win the right, earn the right to let that talent shine through. And I think that's something that Sheffield United did last night. I think that's something that Arsenal didn't. I think if Arsenal had have done that, it may well have been a very different outcome. But, you know, as you said earlier, the very fact that all of these clubs sort of outside of the top six view Arsenal in that way goes to suggest that, you know, this isn't something that's just happened this season. This is sort of an attitude, this is a deficiency that's been going on at that football club for some time. If they can solve it, they've got one hell of a squad on their hands. But you've got to say, you know, the signs are it's not going to be that easily fixed.
James, I couldn't agree more. One thing that Arsenal could learn from Sheffield United, because it was clear in abundance last night, was the difference in commitment between the two sides. You know, that I don't want to say the team spirit, but the fight, the desire, the commitment, the investment, the effort, because Arsenal don't need an international break. Any football team don't need an international break to know, look, we're playing Sheffield United here. They're at home, Bramall Lane. They're newly promoted. They are going to be up for this. Their fans are going to be singing their hearts out for 90 minutes. They're going to fight for every contested ball. To me, that's not rocket science. I don't need a manager to tell me that. The players should know that. And the gulf in class between that lack of effort was there for all to see, wasn't it, James?
Yeah, you're absolutely bang on, you know. And I think you're right, Charlie, that in that sense, I mean, I think Sheffield United may well have taken some of the Arsenal fans who were at the game by surprise in terms of some of the ability they have got. I thought John Fleck was absolutely exceptional last night. I thought you saw, despite the fact his finishing can be a little bit off at times, and we've certainly seen that this season, I thought you saw what a difference David McGoldrick makes to that team in terms of the creativity and the link play that he brings. But, you know, you're absolutely right. I'm not going to say that Sheffield United wanted that game more. I actually, you know, I don't believe that there's any professional sets foot on a football pitch and doesn't want to win the game quite as much as the man opposite him. But you're right. It just looks as if Sheffield United wanted to win that game more. That was the perception you got. And I think that was purely because there was no sort of sense of almost entitlement from Sheffield United. They knew that they had to go out there and compete. And do you know what? Sometimes this is where sort of modern football, you're going to set me off on one of these rants again. But words like commitment, words like attitude and sort of desire, they've almost become dirty words. Everybody obsesses about, you know, the technical side of the game and percentage stats, and, you know, they'll talk about playing between the lines and the press and all of this. Do you know what? Listen, it all counts for nothing if you don't compete, first and foremost. And the ability that you've got, the talent that you've got, will only shine through if you compete. And I think it's, you know, the very fact that Sheffield United get dismissed by some, not yourself, I grant that, but dismissed by some people in the media has been a little bit basic, a little bit old-fashioned. Do you know what? I actually think that says more about the way football's going than it actually does about anything Sheffield United do, because, you know, teams shouldn't be embarrassed about having sort of team spirit. Teams shouldn't be embarrassed about having commitment and work ethic. And I think that was one of the things, allied with some real sort of technical ability and some clearly some sort of very, very good work going on the training ground, I think enabled Sheffield United to win that match last night.
Yeah, and I think the problem sometimes when people talk about the game, you say not dismissed by me, but they're not watching the game. I've watched Sheffield United this year. I know the way they play, how well the players are doing. They're not conceding goals, clean sheets. This is not an easy game. And we'll talk about that. And there's a stat that come out of the game, James. I love a stat. It said Sheffield United have not lost a league game when leading at half-time since 2014. James, that is absolutely incredible. I can't even get over that.
Yeah, no, it's right. And I think as well, you know, as we were, as you said, talking about Arsenal and that sort of, you know, aura, that image that's built up around them over sort of the past five or six seasons, Sheffield United, you don't achieve a record like that by accident. You know, that comes down to the fact that you've got a team and a crowd, I think, that's working in tandem. And there have been times, particularly this season, and also during the run-in last season when they were being promoted from the Championship, when they have come under an awful lot of pressure, you know, and they have been pegged back in games. It's not something they particularly like, but I think they accept that it's going to happen at times. So to be able to sort of, you know, go into this weekend's game against West Ham with a record like that intact, I think that really does go to show something about their attitude and their sort of character and their team spirit. I'm just going to sort of go back to one of the things as well that you said, Charlie, as well. And you're right, Arsenal shouldn't have been taken by surprise by that last night, because, you know, you look at the scouting systems that these clubs employ. And I mean, Arsenal, you know, to their absolute credit, have been at the forefront of some of the sort of the scouting work that goes on, some of the sort of the analysis of games and the breakdowns that we can get of all sorts of different aspects and sort of factors of a game of football by now. So nothing in the Premier League should take any Premier League club by surprise, especially not one by Arsenal. So if they were taken by surprise by that last night, dare I say it, either Unai Emery's not done his job properly or the players weren't listening to him.
Yeah, I don't think you need to say it. I think the Arsenal fans are saying it today. That's a completely another matter. But let's quickly talk about those incidents, James, in the game. There were some VAR situations, and VAR, well, it's been huge this weekend. Obviously, Saka's dive, the ref gave yellow for simulation. There seemed to be contact on the right ankle. Saka felt he was, you know, he was definitely fouled. To be fair, I think he was, but I do think he made more of it, which can sometimes play into the ref's thinking. What did you make of that incident?
Yeah, do you know what? I think, and I know people will roll their eyes and say, you know, he would say this, but I actually think on that one, yeah, there was a little bit of contact, but it's a contact sport. And I think in that instance, we'll doubtless get on to the next one in a second or two. I think in that instance, though, I think the referee got it right. And do you know what? I picked him apart a couple of times on Twitter during the game, but I thought by and large Mike Dean had a decent game last night. I think if you give that type of penalty, you know, in matches now, I think the problem is you're going to be seeing about five or six or seven penalties in a game, and you're going to get into a situation whereby defenders are just not even going to try and challenge for the ball in the box. You know, they'll look to shepherd somebody sort of, you know, out of play or out of the area. So, yes, although there was contact there, I think it's still a contact sport, or at least it was the last time I looked. So I think that one was exactly right. The other one, I'm not so sure about.
Yeah, it's so difficult. And with VAR, we're seeing it. I know I keep saying it on the weekend, but, you know, what was meant to be clear and obvious error, that grey area seems to be getting bigger. And I just, because I do want to look at the West Ham game on the weekend, but, James, I wanted to quickly touch on the managers. And I wanted to say this to you before the game last night, but Chris Wilder, I'm watching him more and more and listening to him. For me, there just seems to be total transparency when he talks, whether it's good, bad, whatever he's thinking, he says it. There's no PR speak. There's no media speak. I find it so refreshing. I know you work, you know, around the club, the Sheffield Star. You obviously, you're seeing it live. You must feel the same. And then we're getting, you know, in contrast last night, it only highlighted Unai Emery saying, we deserved more. We should have won the game. And actually, every Arsenal fan today, even Ian Wright on Twitter, is saying, why didn't he say, we were terrible there and we need to work on it? Because we don't want to hear we deserve to win the game, because we absolutely didn't. Just be honest with us. You must be loving the fact that your manager, win, lose or draw, we spoke about his criticism of Dean Henderson, he tells it how it is.
Yeah, do you know what? I think, and you're right, I think it's absolutely great. And I was a little bit confused. I mean, I've got a great deal of respect for Unai Emery. How can you not when you look at the record and the body of work that he's arrived in England with? You know, how can you not respect that guy? But I was sat there, I must admit, probably the same as Ian Wright, just sort of scratching my head a little bit last night in the post-match press conference, thinking, you know, this isn't really the game that I've watched. And you're right, you know
that
what?
No one's watched, James.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I was I was speaking to a Sheffield United player last week. I won't embarrass him by saying who it was, but it was interesting because he was speaking actually off the record, you know, and in the end, I'm sure I'll sort of try and persuade him to do it on the record because it was a really interesting point he made. And he was talking about Dean Henderson, and he was talking about this honesty that Chris Wilder brings. And he said, you know what? He said, listen, I've been on the end of a tongue lashing from him before when I've not done something right. And publicly, I've been hauled over the coals. But he said, I just love it with the fact, he said, that I always know exactly where I stand with him. We always know exactly where we stand with him as a group. And it's not just a case of sort of kicking a dog or anything like that. He said, you know, when we do something well, he praises us for that as well. So we'll accept it when we don't do something right. And I think the most telling thing was, and I'm not equating the two, but it reminded me of something that Roy Keane once said about, you know, Sir Alex Ferguson. And I'm not saying Chris Wilder, you can mention him in the same breath as that guy yet. There's absolutely no way at all. But I always remember Roy Keane saying once that it wasn't so much the hairdryer that was the worst. It was a look when Sir Alex Ferguson looked at you and you felt you'd let him down. And the player in question I was talking to, and I very nearly said his name there, he said something similar.
Yeah.
And he said, it's just, you don't want to let this guy down because he's so honest with you. And he said, and I think that's a really powerful thing. But I think the other reason he can get away with that is because character-wise and personality-wise, it's a very, very strong dressing room as well, Charlie.
Yeah, 100%. It's that thing with your parents. You know, I never wanted to make my mum angry, but if she was disappointed, that for me was always worse. I'm trying to compare that to the Chris Wilder. James, we can agree on that. I'm glad my nightmare's over. We're not talking about the Arsenal game anymore, but we are looking to that massive game against West Ham on the weekend. The Tevez Gate saga continues.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
You are listening to the Sheffield United Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm still joined by James Shield from the Sheffield Star. We had to do it, James. We had to talk about the game, but we're moving on now because we're talking about maybe, in a way, a bigger game of sorts. West Ham on the weekend. It's the first time the two have played each other in the Premier League since, obviously, the Tevez saga and Neil Warnock and what went on. And, James, I just want to announce quickly, we've done the West Ham Fan Show earlier and they made a really big thing of it, saying there's a massive rivalry, they're not fans of Sheffield United. Maybe it's sailed over my head, but that was a little bit of a surprise and a shock to me. Do Sheffield United fans feel the same way?
I think, yeah, do you know what? I think they do. I mean, they've tried to sort of get over it, as it were, and, you know, sort of put it towards the back of their minds and move on because there's nothing to be gained from sort of constantly, I think, you know, the likes of you and I can, but I think as a football club, there's nothing to be gained from constantly sort of raking over it. But there is still a real sense of grievance there and a real sense of sort of injustice and a feeling that they just basically weren't treated particularly well by the powers that be in English football. And I think there was a feeling that certainly had the boot been on the other foot, and it was Sheffield United that had been sort of found guilty of doing something similar, that, you know, there possibly would have been a points deduction. I'm not saying that's the case, but, you know, that, the important thing is that's what people in the football club, some of whom who were still there, that's the way they feel. So it's a loaded game, isn't it, this one? It comes with an awful lot of baggage, and I think although people have tried to sort of pack some of that baggage away in a cupboard, I think by the time the match kicks off, you know, the doors will have been thrown open, people will be having a good rummage around and dragging it out and throwing all that sort of luggage and suitcases and bags and what have you all over the lounge, as it were.
Yeah, it's a much juicier game than I realised. You know, they were ranking it up there with the Tottenhams and Chelsea in terms of rivalry. They said that it was one of the first fixtures they were looked for. I'm quite surprised at that, but it is West Ham Sheffield United. It is at West Ham, so it's got an added spice to it. Sheffield United coming off, obviously, like we said, a brilliant victory last night. Sometimes it's quite hard to, off the back of it, to replicate that. Are you at all nervous, James? What are your thoughts going into this game?
Yeah, I know where you're coming from, because they obviously invested an awful lot emotionally and physically in that game against Arsenal the other night. I think the interesting thing with this is, for me, is which West Ham turn up, because they're such a difficult team to sort of predict, aren't they, at the moment? You never quite know what you're what you're going to get from them. They're sort of, one minute they look like well beaters, and then you saw the result of the weekend, which will be sort of desperately disappointing for them. But, you know, I think it's going to be a really tough game. I think there's, you know, there's going to be an awful lot wrapped up in it. There's going to be an awful lot of distraction around the game for the reasons that we've just spoken about. I'm sure Chris Wilder and his players will look to cut through that as best they can, but I don't think tries they might, they're going to be able to avoid it. I just think this is, I think it's going to be a really tough game. It's not one of fear, I have to admit. I say that, that's a real sort of pat on the back, I think, for the way Sheffield United have done. It's not in any way sort of disrespectfully towards West Ham, but I think Sheffield United have shown that if they're sort of pretty much on mark, and you know, you look at the defensive record they got as well, which is one of the
unbelievable
best in the division. I think they can compete with anybody.
Yeah, up there with Liverpool, and you know, we cut away from obviously the saga on the weekend, but West Ham back to back defeats, Palace and then Everton before and after the international break. Sheffield United going wonders, and you know, before last night, we kept saying better away from home, great away from clean sheets, and then they got the win at Bramall Lane. Both forms seem to be working, but if there is an ideal time to be playing West Ham, it's this weekend, isn't it, James?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the great thing about this game is, as well, is not only the backstory and all the narrative that's going to go around it, but I think it's a game that both teams will look at and think, you know what, we can win this as well. I think, you know, West Ham, quite rightly, will go into it and they'll think this is the game where we can stop that run, because Sheffield United are a newly promoted club. We're establishing the top flight. I think Sheffield United go into it thinking, we've just beaten Arsenal at home. We've got an excellent record away from home. So, you know, there's no reason whatsoever why we can't beat West Ham.
Yeah, I think that will add into it. I think that will be a crack up because of those two reasons. James, what do you think? Now, you know it's coming. It's the end of the show. I have to put you on the hot seat. Score prediction for the weekend.
Do you know what? I'm actually going to go for this one. I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw.
2-2 draw. Again, though, a good point away from home. They're all adding up, James. Our time is never long enough. Me and you need much longer for certain issues. VAR away from Sheffield United and Arsenal and every other game, we can be talking about a lot more. James, a real pleasure to speak to you once again. James Shield there from the Sheffield Star. This has been the Sheffield United Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. That flew with James, that we were getting into so many issues, and as we should on this show, but every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30, it is the Sheffield United Fan Show. It is the Blades, and it is the Blades only. So why don't you join? And you can join by tweeting us at Love Sport Radio or calling us on 0208 70 20 558. You can also WhatsApp on the same number. Make sure you join in next week. This was the Sheffield United Fan Show. James Shield and me, Charlie Hawkins. But up next, as it always is, and this is a cracker tonight, it is the best of, and you won't want to miss that.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.